Okay, today's daf is Shkolam daf Nun Hei, Yerushalmi, and we are on the top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph. We're discussing the seven takanos that were mentioned in the Mishnah, of most of them being Tnai Bezdin. Tnai Bezdin, that Bezdin makes various rules for the good of society, which we'll get back to. But again, those are the Tnai Bezdin, that you could use communal funds for a number of items, the Ger Shemes or the Goy that says is Nesachim, or if somebody finds an animal. That was the first one. So we ended up, the first part of the Mishnah said, though, that if you find animals, if you find male animals near Yerushalayim, you could give them as an Ola. And if you find female animals, you give them as a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, what? You have no idea. So how could you, you know, just do that without knowing for sure? So the first shot was Rabboshia Rabba said, you're right. You're right, you can't give these animals. What you do is, yeah, hopefully you have a benevolent person, and he figures out how much the animal is, and you take double that amount, and you're poed to the animal, and you say, if it was an Ola, this is the money, and if this is a Shlamim, this is the money, and you buy two animals, and the other animal goes L'chulin. That was Rav Oshia Rabba. Rav Yochanan couldn't believe that. Rav Yochanan says, what do you mean? It's an animal that's a Tam. You can't just redeem a Tam in order to save Klal Yisrael from having a potential carbon walking around. So it's better, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you go out to the Rove. Go to the Rove. Most Zucharim are Olos. Most Nekevas are Shlamims. So therefore, that's what you do. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So then the Gemara modified that and said, Nekevas fine Shlamim, but Zucharim, and you can't have, you assume Chattas and Ashams are a minority, right? Because they're for the sins. But the voluntary Karbanos are the Olos and the Shlamims. So Nekev is Olos, but a Zachar could be either. So how does Rabbi Yochanan say you could actually give that? And we mentioned in the last year that maybe the different days are about how to look at Rov, whether Rov is Kevadai or Kenihug. You don't know for sure. Like we mentioned that Rush in Bamitzia Davav, quoted in the Shimon Kubetzes, that says Rov is not a Vadai. But the Gemara asks Rabbi Yochanan, so how do you rely on the Rov? So he says, you're right. According to the way the Pnei Moshe understands it, you're not poded this, you're not makar this animal straight. You wait till it gets a mum. Wait till it gets a mum. And after it gets a mum, so then you take the proceeds and you could give it even as an ola. Even as an ola. That's what the last line said. Kate said, who ose, motzi on lechulin, you're motzi at lechulin. Which the Pnei Moshe says, wait till it gets a mum and then you can be motzi at lechulin. And then you can bring the animals as nedavis. V'chozev oso son, olos. And you can make it even into an ola. Fine. Amar Reb Zaora, according to the Tikkun Chazitin, this is a third answer. You don't have to come on to the first two answers of Oshia Rabba and Reb Yochanan. There's a third shot. That's his lashon. V'lo tzarach lo ukimta to Reb Oshia Reb Yochanan. Tikkun Chazitin says, Amar Reb Zaora, no, the point is, kamoda at Amar Tama, just like we said earlier, on Daf Nun Aleph, Tanai Bezdin Hu Alamosar Shikuva Olos, just like we said, that if there are left, sometimes Bezdin will put inherently, Bezdin will say, if there's a leftover animals, they could be treated as Olos, right? Remember we had the cases of Nosar, of leftover. So just like we said before, it's Tanai Bezdin, implicit in the Hakdasha originally, Tanai Bezdin Alamosar Shikuva Olos, that we're not Choshesh, that there are that there's ochshash there, but the leftovers, even though it could be designated as a different carbon, maybe the chatos atzibur, but they could be changed into olos. Okay, not the omer of hacha tonight, bezinu ala ovdos shikubu olos. Right, so to here, it's a built in tonight. Meaning when people are makdish animals, there's a societal halacha that if they get lost, we reserve the right to be makr of them as olos. That's a tonight bezdin. Bezdin allows that, and it controls the original Hakdasha. It's like the original personal Hakdasha of all of Klal Yisrael is connected to the conditions that Klal Yisrael, Bezdin puts on it. Fine. Says the Gemara one line. Amar Reb Yossi Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Ein Ze Mezid? What do you mean? How is that allowed? Meaning, is this exactly the same as earlier? Well, beforehand, it was never really, it was leftover. So it was a Mosar, so it really wasn't designated for anything specifically yet. So that you could say it could change into an Ola, because it's not really changed. It wasn't designated yet fully. But here it's already, an animal. And there it was talking about money. There was talking about money. Here it's talking about the animal. So isn't this Mazen? Isn't this a problem? So Gemara says, no. Amar le mikivan shu tnai bezin ein zem Mazen. Beis Din has that power, even if it's an animal, not just if it's money. Because Beis Din is out for the good of Klal Yisrael. Beis Din is out, this, all these Tanai Beis Dins reflect that Beis Din is out for the spiritual protection of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Ramban, maybe it's one step further than the Ramban. Right? The Ramban, if you remember, in Parshas Vayishlach, notes, what is the mitzvah of dinim? What's the mitzvah of setting up a court system? Right? It's one of the it's the only mitzvah saseh amongst the Sheva mitzvahs bei Noah. The other six are low saseh. So what is this mitzvah of dinim? So the Rambam has a limited view. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, the Ramban quotes it, that dinim means setting up courts to make sure that the other six mitzvahs are observed. Right? There are Sheva mitzvahs, so you have one mitzvah to make sure the other six are taken care of. That's the Rambam Shita. And that's why the Balei Shechem or Chayev Misa, because they didn't set up courts to take care of this Gili Arayas. So he says, that's what he quotes. V'arav Heshev Sefer Shoftim, the Ramban quotes the Rambam, Shebrei Noach Mitzuvim Al Adinim, V'ulahoshiv Dinit Dayanim B'chol Plach U'Plach Ladun B'sheish Mitzvah Shalahen, U'ben Noach She'avar Alachaz Mehen U'Nerag B'Sayif, Ra'a Echad She'avar Alachaz Mehen V'lo Danu L'Hargo, because he violated dinim. That's the Rambam Shita. Says the Ramban, it's such a great Shita, Rambam. Right? You had such a great explanation of the Anshei Shechem. I have a big kasha on you. So why did Yaakov get upset? Is this, if they were all chayiv misa, so why did Yaakov get upset? He should have given them a shkoyach. Right? You fulfill the mitzvah of dinim. The ein dvarm halalu nachonim beinai, says the Ramban. Shem kein haya liYaakov Avinu, haya Yaakov Avinu chayav lios kodem v'zochem v'sasam. Not only that, Yaakov should have been the first to do it. V'impachad me'am, and if he was scared of them, lamakas albanav. Why was he upset? And he was upset even years later. Arur apam achar kamashon ismanim v'yanashosam v'chilkem v'efitzam. Right, and he didn't give him a bracha, a true bracha in Vayichi. The Ramban says, I have a different shot of what dinim is. Dinim means setting up a functional society. That's the Ramban. Setting up with control of all different aspects of society. It's to make laws. It's not just to set up courts to judge arguments, but it's to set up laws. Avot tziva osab bedine geneva ona'a, ripping people off, oshek, paying the workers, schar sacher, dine shomrim, ones, mefate, avos nezikin, chovel bechavero, punching, fighting, vidini milva velova, laws of loans, dine mekachu memkar, vechayotibem, ki inin adinim shedistav al Yisrael, v'nerag alem gana v'ashak awasan ornas opita, and keeping the peace. Umichlala mitzvah zoshi yoshivu dayanim gam b'chol yir v'ir ki Yisrael. V'im lo aso kein enan erog enshu mitzvah asay. Bahem, this is a mitzvah asay. Not a mitzvah asay. Why was Anshei Shechem, what was that story about? So he gives a different shot. But that's the Ramban. So the Ramban says, and we've noted in the past that the Ramban does not mention ribbis. Out of all the things, he doesn't mention ribbis, interestingly, because ribbis is not exactly the same as gedev and gazela and oshek. Because ribbis is rental fees for money. Is that as evil as the other ones? Okay, we've noted that in the past. But so the Ramban says that dinim is setting up a functional society. So maybe the Tanai Beis Din, this whole idea is about not only a functional society, a functional spiritual society. And dayanim are there also to make sure to guard for Am Yisrael. And that's why we have so many laws, or so many dinim drabanan, right? All the gzeiros and the siyagim, that's part of... No, it's not exactly what the Ramban says, but it's an extension of the mitzvah of dinim, of setting up a system that to conserve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be protected from the mitzvahs and the Isur Daraisa. So again, here are the Tanai Beis Dins that are made in order to help us function properly. Okay, we continue. Amar Reb Yasa, says Reb Yasa, we've had this line a number of times here in the Yerushalmi. Adana Taman, while I was still there in Bavel, Shamiz Kal Rav Yehuda, Shaul Lishmael, I heard Rav Yehuda. When he was asking Shmuel, after he had learned with Rav, and he went to Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hifresh shekel of a mace, what's the halacha if somebody's mafresh their shekel and they die? Right, they didn't think they would die that year. Nobody knows. We have to be mafresh their shekel anyway. See, if he's mafresh their shekel and then he dies, you cannot use his shekel for the carbonous seabor because ain't kapar l'mesim. So what do you do? So Amar Lei, so Shmuel and Adava. So we'll answer him, okay, it goes for the Nidava, Nidvas Ola. Mosar Asiris Ho'efa Shalom. By the way, I didn't mention, we're getting back to now the next part of the Mishnah. Right? One of the takanos was that if the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, right, he has to bring a special carbon, machzis, the Minchas Chavitin every day. Remember we said he gives half in the morning, half in the evening, in the late afternoon. And if he dies in the middle of the day, so the new Kohen Gadol has to give the other half. But what if there's no other Kohen Gadol appointed in between? So it comes from the Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it comes from the Yarshim. And Shlema Haisa Kraven, it was given whole. We'll have to see what that means. So we're going to relate to that. We're going to relate to that part of the Mishnah of the Kohen Gadol. So, what about the Mosar of the Asiris Ho'efa? If you have the Mosar of the Kohen Gadol's carbon, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, if you have leftover, right? He separated a certain amount of money and it costs less. So, Yolichim Liam Melach, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Yiplu Lenadava. Right? Yiplu Lenadava. So now, once we're on the topic of the Asiris Ho'efa, and the Kohen Gadol's carbon every single day. So let's talk about it a little bit. So Kohen Gadol has to bring this carbon mincha, half in the morning, half in the late afternoon. But the halach is, he has to take it whole in the morning, all the flour, then split it in half, and then give half in the morning, half in the afternoon. But there's a machlokas of a Asiris Ho'efa shel Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chotze Usa V'Yacharkach Bakatsha. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you take all the flour in the morning and you split it in half, when you split it in half, you're not makadesh. You don't put it into the kli sharis until after you split it in half. Meaning half it, then it's fully has the kedushas haguf of a kli of a korban mincha. Only after it's split. Meaning the other half is not kadosh yet. It's not kadosh yet. So that's right, Rabbi Yochanan shita. Chotze osa. You split it in half, yachar kabakacha, then you're makadish it. If you look in the Tikkun Chavitin, he explains this, he just adds in a couple of lines to help explain. He says, on the left side, Atzir Zoyev HaShakohen Gadol, Shemakrivin b'chol yom, b'ena nekrom chavitim, this is the minchas chavitin, k'mo shekasav al machvas b'shem en te'aseh, it's called that because chavitin is the type of pan that there was fried in. The time of Menachas, chavitin k'mo gadol, lo yobon chatzon, it didn't come halves, ella, maybe isaron shalem, you bring a whole isaron in the morning, v'chotseyu, split it in half, u'makriv mechzav abogar mechzav ben abayim, and then you offer half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Vatam, because it says half. Mechza mishalem hu makriv. If you just bring a half of an isaron in the morning, what is that half of? So that's why you have to give half of it. So you have to have the it in the morning. So that's why you bring the whole isaron, and then you split it. B'sfir le Rabbi Yochanan, t'kshemevi hi isaron shalem, and Rabbi Yochanan holds when you bring the whole isaron, t'chila chotze l'chatzon. First you split it in half, yacharkach makdish Hachatzi, or Makadish Hachatzi, to Boker, Vitaimi, to Yukdash, Chetzi, Yokidin. Fine. So that is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar, Makadish Vyachaka Chotzosa. Rabbi Lakish says, no. First, you put it all into the Klisharis, so it's all Kedusha Saguf, and then it could never be redeemed, and then you split it. Vyacharkach Chotzosa. And then you split it in half. That is Reish Lakish. What's Reish Lakish's Svara? So the Tikkun Chazan quotes from elsewhere. Because it says, Mincha Machatzisa. So it has to be a Mincha before it's split. Shekodem, Sheechzag, yeah, B'kudushas Mincha. Already it's called a Mincha before it is split. So Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if there's time at the end, we'll talk about their relationship that we haven't spoken about in a while. So the Gemara says, Masisa, Plik al Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah in Menachos seems to argue on Rabbi Yochanan, Mazid of Rabbi Yochanan, Makriv Mechsa u Mechsa Avad. But our Gemara only quotes the end of the Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says that the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day. So you have it, they were fast enough to get a new Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol A gave his half in the morning, and now you have the other half that he's going to give in the afternoon, and then he died. And then they appoint another Kohen Gadol. So what does he do? He can't just take the other half of the previous Kohen Gadol. He's got to take a holy saron and split it, and then be makrav half. And then it ends up that there are two halves that were hukrav today, and two halves that are going to be ne'evan. So that's what it says. It says makrav mechsa, u'mechsa avad. Right? He gives half, and the other half is avad. But one second. According to Reb Yochanan, it wasn't put in the klisharis yet. So why does it have to be avad? Right? It doesn't have klisha guf yet. Just redeem it. If it only has klisha's damim, you can redeem it. According to Reish Lakish, it all, right? The other half of the dead Kohen Gadol. Why does it have to be neva? Why does it have to be lost? Right? If it didn't have kedushas aguf yet, you can redeem it. So that's the question. That's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and a riot to Reish Lakish. Right? Sounds like it was automatically redeemed, automatically kedushas aguf. Right? You see the Pnei Moshe. To all the kid to the last line. Why does it have to be avad? Since it was already hooked us before it was split. Lachatzon. You can't give it now because the Kohen Gadol is dead. So it's lost. And there's no pidyon, right? That is the Pnei Moshe's comment on the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Isn't it a raya to Reish Lakish and a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan? Because the Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be lost. Answer. Pasala shekein afilu mos yechol yam ha-melech. One second. We learned earlier that even if you have leftover money that was designated by the Kohen Gadol, you have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. So what are we saying here? It's leftover. So what do you do? You're going to change it out to money? And then what? Obviously, it has to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech. It's avad. Because even money, even leftover money for that Sirius Eifa goes to the Yam HaMelech. So to here. Right? The Karbon Eidah says, Kol Shekein HaSola Shinitosar. That's the halacha. That's the halacha we said earlier. And that's this halacha that leftover Asiris Ho'efa from the Kohen Gadol has to be lost. Next, that same Mishnah, Masiza Pliga Rav Shimon Lakish. Now we ask Akash the other way. The Mishnah B'dach is Akash Reish Lakish. Why? Because after the Kohen Gadol, number two, comes and offers his half, so the Mishnah says, so two halves are Hokrav and two halves are lost. Nimsu, Shnei Chazan Kraven, Vishnei Chazan Avedin. But that's what the Mishnah says. Remember, because the Kohen Gadol number one gave half and then he died, so his other half is Batel. And then the second Kohen Gadol has a hole. He split it in half, but he only has to give half. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'toni alone, we have a Brisa relating to that. The Brisa says, so the two that are lost, you don't burn right away. V'toni Allah, mechsa zeh rishon, mechsa sheni, tu'ubar tsurasa v'yesi l'beisa sreif. You have to wait till the next day. As we've had the lashon of tu'ubar tsurasa. What does that mean? That means you have a problem with something, but it's not burnable yet. It doesn't have a psul haguf yet. So if it doesn't have a psul haguf yet, so that's why you have to wait till the next day when it's for sure no sar, and then you burn it. But one second, according to Reish Lakish, it already has klushas haguf. It's klushas haguf, and you can't be makrabit. So it already can be considered a psul haguf. You should be able to burn it right now. Why would you have to wait till the next day? Right? You should be able to burn it right now. See the Pnei Moshe right in the middle of the skinny lines. V'i amrin makacha b'tchiles klisharis. If you say like Reish Lakish says that you put it into a klisharis, imkain kitshala kedushas haguf b'tchila. It has kedushas haguf. Yachshav nifsala, and now it's nifsala. It will never be able to be brought. Hareza kipsula b'guf hakodesh, right? Or psul guf hakodesh. The kaimala we say imsachim in the Bavli kol shipsula b'gufo eino toni b'tzur. You don't have to wait. You can burn it right away. Right, so according to Reish Lakish, why do you have to wait? So it's a kasha really from the Brisa that's explaining the Mishnah. Right? So the first we ask a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan, now we ask a kasha in Reish Lakish. Why would you have to wait? So the Gemara answers, Pater like Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe the answer is like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Yisaron Mekadesh. Because Rabbi Yishmael says, Yisaron is Mekadesh. What does that mean? Machlokis right here in the Mefarshim on the page. We're saying that the Brisa is like Rabbi Yishmael Shita. But what does Rabbi Yishmael mean? So opposite shitas, opposite explanations. If you look first in the Tiklan Chadatin, Tiklan Chadatin is answering, in a chinami, it's a machlokas tanaim. Right? According to Rabbi Yishmael argues on the Brisa, and Rabbi Reish Lakish shows like Rabbi Yishmael. And he says, Isaron is the kli of measurement. It's the measuring cup that you put it in, the holy Isaron, that's makadishin. And therefore it makes it into a klushas aguf, and therefore you can burn it right away. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the Brisa. The Brisa says you have to wait till and have Ibrit Surah. Rabbi Shmuel will say, no, you don't need Ibrit Surah. You can burn it right away. And therefore, Rabbi Shlakish would hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan maybe holds like this Brisa of needing Ibrit Surah, because it's not called a Psul Haguf. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, Isaron Mekadesh, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel would be against the Brisa. That is what, if you look on the bottom, and that's his suggestion. Kli Isaron, Lachain Bo, Ibrit Surah, Puzzle of Isar and Makasho, Kli Isaron, right? Velachin, Boye Betsura, Vesrefa, Dal Karchach, maybe Isar and Shalom. If you look in the, did I flip it? Yeah, if you look in the Pre Moshe says on the last skinny line, Isar and Humakadish Klomar. Right, I said it correctly. Yeah, the Tikkun Chatin holds that it is a Kli Shari, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel would be arguing on the Braisa. The Pre Moshe says, no, an Isaron is not really a Kli Shari. So really, when the Braisa says you need Ibrit Surah, it was because you didn't use a Klisharis. You just used an Isaron, right? And therefore, and that's what the Braisa is saying. If you would put it into a Klisharis, like Rish Lakish says you have to do, then of course you would need Ibrit Surah. Klomar, now look at the Pnei Moshe. Lo Tzara Klisharis. Acher l'kiddush ha-mincha. Elo ha-isaron sh'mevi bo hu makacho l'karev. Right, the isaron, the kli that you brought from home, that you're carrying it in, that's enough. U'mikiva delo kitchuk, there's a guf tani b'tzura. That's why it needs an b'tzura. Okay, machlokes in the Mefarshim, how to understand this answer. Okay, good. Now we call it a b'raisa relating to the asiris ha-eifa. According to the Minchas Chavitin. As we have noted, really, this Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings is really, it's a mitzvah daraisa, but there's really two parts to this mitzvah daraisa. Because it's the same exact karban that every Kohen brings on the first day of his avoda, called the Minchas Chavitin or the Minchas Chinuch. It's the same karban. So the Kohen Gadol has to bring it every day, and the Kohen, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, every Kohen will bring a karban Minchas Chinuch the first day that he does avoda. What's the message that the Kohen Gadol has to bring it every day, and the Kohen Hedyot only has to bring it the first? So I think we mentioned this within the past couple of weeks. I don't remember exactly, but this time I brought it inside. So Rav Sarutzkin writes in the Zvayim LaTorah that the Kohen Gadol has to feel like it's like day one, because it's not automatic that he's the Kohen Gadol. Not automatic. V'tzorech ladas. Lama Kohen Hedyo maybe Minchas Chinuch b'Pam Harishona La Avodaso V'Dayo. V'le Kohen Gadol maybe Mincha Kazu Pamayim B'Chol Yom. He has to bring it twice a day, half and half. Mipneisha Kohen Hedyot Einu Zakuk Leminui. A Kohen Hedyot is automatic. The famous story: I want to be a Kohen. My father was a Kohen. My grandfather. I want to be a Kohen. He's a Kohen, right? There's no. He doesn't have to be voted into the tribe. If his father was a Kohen, he's a Kohen. He does the avoda. That's once. Umikiva Chumi Zera Aaron Aksherim, Vinase Godol, Vinishanek Lavoda, Harayu Kohen La Olam, Vidailo Biminchaskunuf Echad, the Kohen Mechayev. Aval Kohen Godol has to be appointed and anointed. And if there any is ever he can be unanointed, or not unanointed, or at least unappointed. Vava Kohen Godol Tolu Beminui. The Ira in the Irabo Psul Memana Macher Tahtov. Vakuna Gedola he owes Umem Shala. It's a position of authority, and therefore you might not remain there. Every day is like new, because every day he could be removed. And every day he has to thank Hashem that he's in the position one more day. That is the Azayim HaTorah. Other Bali Musar, I think Rav Sternbach mentions this and others too, and that is, he should feel the excitement every day, like the first day. That's why he has to bring the same carbon. It's to feel the excitement, right? He can't, right? He has to recognize. Aval Barabos Hayam and Misragel Hu Bavada, so Mekel Rosh Tavtito, Lachain Sif Sator, Lachain Gadol, Shakir Bechol Yom Osa Mincha. The Mefarshim, I think the Kedushas Levi or the Norman Melech, one of them, says on that the three word Rashi in Baloscha, when Rashi quotes that that Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah, Milamed Shaloshina. This teaches us that he didn't change. Shaloshina. So many great Hasidic thoughts on that Milamed Shaloshina. I think the Kedushas Levi is the one that says, Sometimes when you do a mitzvah, you're so excited and you're jumping out of your skin. Like, I can't believe Aaron HaKohen didn't spill any of the oil. He's going to light the menorah. Like, I would have jumped and spilled all of it. He controlled himself. He kept it inside. Shaloshina. That's one idea. He kept it inside that, he was able to do the avoda. But another side of Shaloshina, he had the same exact excitement that he had the first day. he had on the 20th day, the 120th day, and the 500th day. Because that's Aaron HaKohen, Shaloshina. He was not Mishana his state. But that's a message of the Asiris Ho'efa, of the Machzis, Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. So we continue. This is a quote of the Sifra. Right, we know the Sifra is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. Every Sefer, except Bereishis. Bereishis does not have a Medrash Halacha, because there is no Halacha in Bereishis. There are three mitzvahs, there's no Halacha, there's no Medrash Halacha in Bereishis. But all the other books of the Torah have a Medrash Halacha. We have Shmos, we have the Mechilta, and Vayikra, we have the Sifra, and Bamidbar and Tvarim, we have the Sifri. Sifri or Sifrei, as some pronounce it. Medrash Agada, we have the many Medrash Agada, Medrash Rabbah, and Medrash Tanchuma, and the Pirkei D'Belazar, many Midrashim. Medrash Agada, but Medrash Halacha, right, the what Chazal have, this is a quote from the Sifra, as is pointed out by the Tikkun Chatan. Kisha HaKohen Miskarev Tchila Avoda, when a Kohen first becomes Avoda, the first day that a Kohen does Avoda, what's the Halacha? Maybe Asir So'efa Shalov, Avoda Biado. He brings his carbon Asir So'efa, right, which is the amount, and he does the Avoda. Echad Kohen Godov Echad Kohen Hedio Cha'avdu. What if a Kohen does Avoda without bringing his Asir So'efa? Avodasam Kshera. Our Girsa is Kasher. Even though he messed up, he was supposed to bring his Minchas Chila first, but it is Kasher. Some Mefarshim on the page have the opposite Girsa, Avodasam Psula. Tikkun Chatan has that Girsa. But our Girsa is Kshera. If you look in the Rambam Paskins, Kshera, it's not a Halacha B'dieved. If you didn't bring it, you didn't bring it. It's a mitzvah to do first. But if you didn't bring it first, then it is okay. That's the Rambam here in Hei Tezayin in Klei Hamikdash. Klei Hamikdash. V'im avad kodem shi'yavi asir so'efa. V'chein kohen gadol sh'avad b'kuna gadol. Kodem shi'yavi asir so'efa. Avodasan k'sheira. It's kosher. The Mishnah Lamelach here quotes this other girsa. He says, other girsa of the, he says, v'ta'a sofer. I think it's a mistake. V'ikra nuskla yik'sheira. V'raya. What's my raya? How do I know it's kosher? Because we know the Gemara in Yuma talks about, what if the Kohen Gadol has a psul on Yom Kippur? So he's out, so we have to bring another Kohen Gadol in his stead. But he never was the Kohen Gadol. And you have to bring him in Chaschinach. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to bring him in Chaschavitin before he does the rest of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Yeah, would that be Doche? It doesn't say that anywhere. So that's his raya. De'i yamer psul im kein hecha de'ir psul b'Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur zeha acher shenichnas al karcha maybe as here's soefa. Dilav adas a psula v'halesa. Dim Cain, you can't say that because, you know, that's the Gemara talks about. What do you machanich yourself on Yom Kippur? So Levada, you must be Avodas Ksheira. So we paskin kasher in this case. The Menachas Chinuch has a classic, it's such an obvious question, but like nobody else asks it. Because he's the one that comes up with all the questions. He says, okay, what if the coin messed up? And he did an Avoda without bringing his Menachas Chinuch. Does he still owe a Menachas Chinuch? Because, right, you can understand. The Menachas Chinuch is supposed to be his first carbon that he ever brings. So he already brought one. Brought a different one. So you could say like, Aver or Batel. It's like, it's meaningless now. He messed up. He has a chance to bring a special carbon the first thing, and he messed up. Or do you say no? Or do you say that there's a chiyuv to still, you know, bring it? That's his suffix. Ani mesupak. Im Avar, it's such an obvious question. Im Avar va'avad below Menachas Chinuch im yesh lo tashlumin la'akriv achar kach oshin ismana b'Shabbos o b'yom ha'kipurim d'ini yochol la'akriv Menachas Chinuch. Or what if he does the avoda the first time on Shabbos im makriv b'yom machar v'yesh lo tashlumin? Do you say that? O efshar d'kivma d'ikra karban d'gazra Torah k'deshi yischanich. This is machanich him for the avoda im kei kivma d'kvar avad avoda nischanich. It's done. O efshar kivma d'nischai v'yesh lo tashlumin v'tzorachim. And if you want to say he has a makeup time, yeshlis topic the efshar dafka kiva the yavod owed shayakam kedagum in chazanach. What if he has a make? Fine. Let if you say he still owes it. What if he's never going to do the avoda again? What if it was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that just filled in and now he's back? So he's never going to do the avoda. Remember the Gemara says he's stuck. He can't keep doing the Kohen Gadol because it's a different Kohen Gadol. He can't do Kohen Hedyo because Malam Bakodesh. So he's never going to do avoda again ever. Does he have to bring the Menachas Chinuch? Because he's never going to do. Unbelievable. Right? Because he's never going to do any more avoda. Amazing, amazing questions. Okay, we continue a little more. A question that we're about to end off with. Rebbe Mana Boy Meimer. Boba Yom Neskarf Ketchilo La'avoda, Boba Yom Nesparli is Kohen Gadol. What if you have a very precocious child? He turns 13, and he's going to do the Avodah for the first time. But all of a sudden, Bezdin says, he's the man to be the Kohen Gadol. So he becomes the Kohen Gadol on the first day that he's going to do the Avodah. Says the Gemara, maybe Shtaim has to bring two karbanos. Two karbanos. Achas l'chinucho v'achas l'chovas hayom. Wow. One for his minchas chinuch, and one for the regular being the Kohen Gadol that day. Being the Kohen Gadol that day. Why is this so exciting or so, you know, just read it, because the Tikkun Chatan points out that we don't paskin this way. You look in the Bavli, he has to bring three. He has to bring three. If the first time the Kohen becomes the Kohen Gadol, he has to bring one because he became a Kohen Hedyod. He has to bring one because he became a Kohen Gadol. And he has to bring one for his daily work. Meaning, you can't jump. When the first day he does it, he can't bring one, the minchas chinuch, for him to, the first time he's doing it, he has to bring one for Kohen Gadol, one for Kohen Hedyod. What's going on here? What's the nekudas ha-machlokas here? Says the Ar Sameach. Says the Ar Sameach right here, in Klei HaMikdash. He says, it must be, he says something, but I'll tell you what he really means. What he says is that, this machlokas, this is a machlokas tanoim, whether the avnet, the belt of the Kohen Hedyod, was the same as the Kohen Gadol's belt. They both wore a belt. Was it the same or is it different? Machlokas. Machlokas, with the avnet of the Kohen Hedyod, the same as the Kohen Gadol. So what's that machlokas about? So I think he doesn't explicate this, but I think this is what he's saying. He says, is a Kohen Gadol a super Kohen Hedyod? Quantitative jump? Is a Kohen Gadol a super Kohen Hedyod? Or is a Kohen Gadol just a different Bria? There's a Kohen Hedyod and there's a Kohen Gadol. It's different. It's a qualitative jump, not a quantitative jump. So if it's a quantitative jump, then probably one carbon could suffice. And that's what the Yerushalmi holds. One carbon would suffice. But if it's a qualitative jump, then maybe, and it's a qualitative jump, and you have to go step by step. You can't jump quality, or you might say the exact flip. But you can't jump quality unless you're first a Kohen Hedyod, and then you're a Kohen Gadol. So then you might say you need three. First you have to become a Kohen Hedyod, then you have to become a Kohen Gadol. Right? If it's just a quantitative jump, then you just become a larger Kohen Hedyod. Super Kohen Hedyod, why we need two karbanos? If it's just a quantitative jump. So that's the Ar Sameach right here, Hey Yud Zayin, where he says that's the Nekudas Machlokas. And that could have other nafkaminas. Whether a Kohen Gadol, again, is a super Kohen Hedyod, right? Just expanded quality. Or no, he's a different type of Kohen. Hagadol Me'echov. What does that mean? Quality or quantity. Okay, we'll have to stop here.